The Public Accounts Committee describes the handling of the scheme as one of the starkest examples of incompetence and mismanagement ever seen in Northern Ireland. Would you agree with that assessment?
I don't think so. And if they're making that assessment, who are they making that assessment on? This is a project that was very, very carefully supervised by senior civil servants in terms of the funding, the grant claims. At every step, we were being helped and directed by senior civil servants. It's a very sophisticated board. So if they're saying that, they're saying their own people were incompetent, the civil servants were incompetent, an entire board. Yes, the things that didn't work properly. But I think everyone did their best with it.
Your company received $127,000 for providing services to the board of the Bioscience and Technology Institute. Others were not paid for their work. Can you explain that?
Every professional that was involved in advice and providing work to the Institute was paid. I was asked by a senior civil servant if I would carry the costs of the Bioscience Institute. From 1998, I carried all the setup costs, and a huge proportion of that amount of money were costs. I was asked to carry them. That senior civil servant met me on a regular basis to ask me what the level of expenses and costs were. No one else carried that burden of costs. Everyone else who provided professional services, as I did, and my company did, were paid in full.
Members of the Public Accounts Committee say you have still questions to answer. Would you cooperate with a full police investigation?
Well, as far as I understand, there's no complaints been made to PSNI. I have cooperated with everyone so far, and I think I've been very frustrated because in cooperating with the audit office and the inspectors, I asked them to look at certain documents, and I don't believe they even bothered. And another thing that really, really has to be looked at here, this report, the financials of this report that was the basis of this PAC report, started at the end of February 2002. Prior to that, everything's been ignored. And what happened prior to that, where there was a loan made to the Institute, which then was converted to a donation of £1.2 million. And after I left the board, and after February 2002, that was then reconverted by the directors back to a loan. So what happened to that £1.2 million? I understand that most of that was repaid to the individual, and that's what left the government out of pocket. That's totally ignored in this report and has been totally ignored by everyone.
Briefly, the department's trying to get you disqualified as a director. What's the latest on that?
It's very difficult because I can't afford to fight this. The department will drag it on and drag it on. I'm going to have to accept this one way or the other, but I think it's incredible.